getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
You know, it never ceases to amaze me how fast a week goes by. And it's time for another edition of the Oompa Hour here on the radio and the internet and the wherever it is you happen to be listening to great old-time music this week. Welcome aboard. And, I got another stack of great old-time records to play for you this week here on the old Oompa Hour. And anything else that happens to come up that we're going to discuss this week, I'll have the latest refrigerator update for you. Yeah, that's hysterical. So stand by for that coming up. But a lot of great records to play, like this one. It's Bruno's Jolly Hop Polka, which is interesting because none of the musicians here that I can tell are named Bruno. It's actually Eddie Kovach with Eddie Blotnick and his Polka Pals. And this is Bruno's Jolly Hop Polka. Jolly Hop Polka there, and I don't know who Bruno is. I'm sure somebody does. Joe Kovach with his old-time accordion, along with Ed Blotnick and his Polka Pals. Get things rolling on this edition of the Oompa Hour. Man, we got a big stack of records to get through today, and I always say I'm not going to try to talk so much so we could fit more records into the show, and then I wind up babbling on and on and on forever about heaven only knows what, so we'll see what happens. We have not heard from the Maddie's Brothers in an awfully long time, so I think the time is now. Here's one called Cut the Meatballs in Half.
Cut the meatballs, cut the meatballs, cut the meatballs, cut the meatballs, save a piece for me.
Meatballs, mother, cut the meatballs, mother. for the mob water into the zoo. Company's coming tonight. We ain't got no chicken. We ain't got no chicken for the chicken.
Maddie's brothers there. Cut the meatballs in half. Company's coming here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records here on the show every week. Always phonograph records. That is the whole crux of the situation here. And even though we're old school and we play records here on the show, we do have high-tech communication. And you can contact us here at the Oompa Hour. Simple email will do the job. It's just oompahour@aol.com. And Oompa Hour is all one word, all smashed together, because that's the way we do things on the internet. Nobody puts a space anywhere. It's oompahour@mail.com. If you have a request or a question or whatever, I don't care. We just love to read your emails. So, Whoopi John, his orchestra. It's Whoopi John Wilfart's orchestra. It doesn't say it's Whoopi John himself. That concerns me. But anyway, they do a wonderful rendition of Little Brown Jug. There's Whoopi John Wilfart's orchestra and Little Brown Jug here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I got a more contemporary record coming up here. Next, we have the Brass Release on the way, and I think this record may have actually been made in the 80s, which means it's probably only 30-some years old. Heck, it's practically brand new. But before we roll that one, let's talk about A World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center in beautiful Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to stop by, check out their fantastic displays, their extensive collection of memorabilia and music and ethnic history and advertising and music and stuff, and I think I said all that. It's rather impressive. And not only that, you know, the nice weather and the traveling season is not over, and they still have a busy calendar of events, things you may want to participate in. And if you'll find out more about all of that at their website, worldofaccordions.org, on the interwebs. and you can see what's coming up on their agenda. They always have concerts and jam sessions and seminars and all sorts of things. Beautiful concert hall they have there, too. And, of course, accordion and concertina repair and technician school, too. You can learn how to repair and maintain all these fantastic instruments. Check it out. World of Accordions Museum, Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin, worldofaccordions.org on the internet. They'll fill you in, all right? Hailing from, I believe, Pennsylvania. Let me double-check that one. Yes, that's what it says. Weatherly, PA. Here's the brass release with the Feather in the Hat Polka. The brass release there. I almost said the new brass, which would have been incorrect, but very close anyway. Feather in the Hat Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. And, fine, I'll tell you. I've been keeping you updated on the refrigerator story. I don't remember where we left off. I believe I said they were scheduled to arrive a week and a half ago, and he called and said the computers were down, and he couldn't possibly come and fix it with the computers down. And then we kind of left it hanging. I didn't really know what was going on. Is he rescheduling me? Do I need to call the 800 number again and wait on hold forever to talk to somebody who barely speaks English on crackly phones? And I thought, it's been like a week and a half, and I have not heard anything. So I thought, I'm going to call. So I get through all the voicemail, yada, yada, push buttons, blah, blah, blah. And I finally get a guy. And he says, actually, when I called, the computer, you know, recognizes my number and says, hello, this is the fix-it place. And we see you have an appointment for tonight. Tonight! I'm talking about the day I'm recording this show, tonight. between 9 and 11 p.m. Are you telling me that is that realistically possible that a refrigerator man would come to my house between 9 and 11 p.m.? I don't think so. Besides that, I'll be in bed. So they finally get me to a human being, and he says, "Hi, I see you have an appointment tonight. Are you calling about that?" I'm like, "Yes, why do I have an appointment tonight? I do not know about this." And they usually, for all the other appointments that have been canceled, I get 63 emails reminding me they're coming and blah, blah, blah. He says, "Well, you have an appointment tonight. He'll be there between 9 and 11. I'm like, "No, I will be in bed. We need to reschedule this." So now we're another week and a half out for the possibility of refrigerator repair. And when he comes now, it's between 8 in the morning and 5 in the afternoon. What? Are you kidding me? This refrigerator may never be repaired. We started in the end of June. We're to the end of August. Our next appointment is in September. I'm going to see if we can drag this out until 2017. I think it's a possibility. We're going to have a new record in the longest amount of time it takes to finally get your refrigerator repaired. And we don't even need it now because in the midst of all this, we gave up and bought another one. My advice, don't get your refrigerator repaired. Just recycle it somewhere and go get another one. All right, let's get back to the music, for Pete's sake. I promised you I wouldn't talk so much this week. And we do always try to get at least one waltz into every show, and I have a waltz for you right now. This is Little Richard. Not Little Richard. We are not going to wop bop a loo bop wop bam boom here. No, this is Little Richard, the old-time musician. Here's the I Love You Truly, Dear, and it's a lovely waltz for us.
Truly dear, you are my dream come true. With all my heart, my love, I'm so in love with you. I love you truly dear, and from the very start I knew it would be you. You have won my heart. Whenever I feel blue and skies above are gray, I turn my thoughts to you and chase the blues away. Now as the years roll by, all of our dreams came true. I love you truly, dear, truly in love with you. I love you truly, dear. Are my dream come true. With all my heart, my love, I'm so in love with you. I love you truly, dear, and from the very start I knew it would be you. For you have won my heart. Whenever I feel blue and skies above are gray, I turn my thoughts to you and chase the blues away. Now as the years roll by, all of our dreams came true. I love you true.
Richard there. I love you truly, dear. A wonderful waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldie show. Would it be totally insane if we just went ahead and played another waltz? That's almost too much romance in a row, don't you think? We could be overdoing it. But this one is a little bit sillier. That last one was awfully sincere. And I had this record already picked out for the show this week, and it was next on the pile, and I just didn't feel like mixing them up. And I thought, hey, we're all in a waltz mode. Let's have one from John Cech and the Wisconsin Dutchman and the Come Wet Your Mustache With Me waltz. John Cech and the Wisconsin Dutchman there. Come wet your mustache with me here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We're kind of used to hearing Whoopi John and the boys do that one, but there is a nice arrangement, too. I think it's time we stop waltzing and start polkaing. Polkaing? I guess that's a word. It is now. Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers going to do the Lakeshore Polka. Thank you. know why it is, but I hear some of these records, like a Kenny Bass record or a Frankie Yankovic record, and I get this weird urge to buy a banjo. I don't know why, but because I don't even play the banjo. But it never stops me. I have an accordion, and I don't really play that either, although people think I can, you know, and you look cool walking around with it on, because it was like, hey, you can play the accordion. But a banjo's a lot lighter. So anyway, I don't know. That was Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers here on the Oompa Hour. And the Windy City Brass are up next, featuring Jenny O. Not the turkey, but the singer. I think it's Jenny. It's J. No, it's G. It's still going to be a long show. It's G-E-N-N-I-E. Is that Jenny? I think it is. Jenny O. On vocals, anyway. The Windy City Brass. And the All I Need Is You Polka. Almost like playing a Sonny Sonny and Cher record in a polka tempo. That's basically what that was, wasn't it? Windy City Brass there, along with Jenny O doing the singing, All I Ever Need Is You Polka. Here at Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. We'll just keep it rolling. Remember the song Wheels? That's a big hit record back in the 50s. Wheels. I can't remember who recorded it now. It'll come to me, though. The Stringalongs. Does that seem right? Does that seem right to you? The Stringalongs had a hit with Wheels. I'm going to look that up while we listen to it. But we have Johnny Stavins and his orchestra doing it, and they do it as a polka. Here's the Wheels Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Hold on, hold on. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
That's like 30 times more exciting than the original version, and I looked it up, and it was the String-Alongs. Recorded it in 1960, went to number 3 on the charts in 1961 with it, and their hit record was produced by Norman Petty, who was the producer for Buddy Holly and the Crickets, of course. So, hey, that's pretty cool anyway. But that was the polka version and a way more rowdy version of Wheels here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And we have the Richie Vadnall Orchestra up next. And I got to read the title right. It's the La-Da-Dee-Dum Polka. Really, that's what it is. And it's an instrumental, so you don't really know if I said it right or not anyway. But it's the La-Da-Dee-Dum Polka. Here's Richie Vadnall's orchestra. That was cool. The La-Da-Dee-Dum Polka, the Richie Vadnall Orchestra. And if you were listening to that somewhere on an FM radio station or a stereo podcast or web stream, that was very cool in stereo, because when I sit here and do the Oompa Hour, I have headphones on and I'm doing this all in stereo. And that was mighty darn cool in stereo. But hey, it was pretty darn good sounding in mono, too, for all you AM radio listeners. But anyway, Richie Vadnall's orchestra. You know, it's only 77 degrees in the studio as I do the show this time. Way better than when it was like 84 or 88 or, yeah. Ah, cooler weather is moving in. You can feel fall in the air, especially up here in northern Minnesota. And I like it. That's the best part of the year for me is fall. And very early winter. I don't mind a little winter, but a lot of winter, because you know in 6 months you're going to be listening to the show and I'm going to be complaining it's 36 below zero right now and the snow's up to my butt, you know. So, you know, enjoy it while you can. All right, Marv Herzog is up next. This is the Orange Blossom Special. Oh, That's one of those special effects records where he faded in at the beginning and then he faded out at the end because that was the train coming, the Orange Blossom Special. There's Marv Herzog here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad to have you along for another week of great old-time music here on the show, where we feature all the great old-time oldies. All the records on the show are actual phonograph records, so you know you're not hearing anything from anybody new. But I always feel obligated to remind you that there are tons, literally tons, if you went out and waited, there are tons of CDs and DVDs and downloads and stuff by brand new, current, modern, amazingly fantabulous old-time musicians out there. There's tons of it. So, because people say to me, they say, you know, I do that polka show there. They're like, polka show? What are you doing a polka show? Do they even still make polkas? That's all blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yes, they do. They make tons of them. And just go on your internet and do a little shopping. And there is an awful lot of great brand new old-time music out there, tons of it. But here on the show, we play the oldies, because a lot of these records get kind of lost in the shuffle. Some of these bands only made a couple of records, you know. The guys pooled their cash and recorded in some little studio somewhere and made a couple of records, and they're not, you don't hear those anymore, and that is our job, to find them all. And if it's a record and it's old-time music, we want to spin it here on the Oompa Hours. There you go. Wooden Heart up next, Dick Cawson's Orchestra. There, Dick Cawson's Orchestra here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and we got plenty of records to play here. I figured out I will not live long enough to play all the old-time records that I have jammed up in the attic. And I know we repeat one every now and then because, well, you have to, because they could be your favorites. And if you don't hear it again for 4 years or whatever, you know, that's kind of stinky. So that's just what we do. Every show has got a few records in it that we've never played before here on the show. The Impala's Polka Band is up next. They are not a Chevrolet. They are a band in this case. And it's the Everybody Dance Polka. So why don't y'all get up and everybody dance? Thank you.
know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now before we have that important message, I hope you remembered we heard the Everybody Dance Polka from the Impala's Polka Band, all right, right here on the Oompa Hour. We have not had a Deutschmeister's record on for quite some time, and I dug this one out, and she's got a few miles on it. This record's been played a few million times, but it's still an entertaining record. Here's the Deutschmeister's, and Why Did I Get Married? Deutschmeisters, Why Did I Get Married? Here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and I guess it would only be fair to give the opposing point of view equal time here on the show. Here's Joe Kirpek and the Polka Jacks and the Marry Me Polka.
My loving wife, to cherish and to hold for the rest of my life. I need you, don't you see? You mean everything to me. I don't know what I would do if you should find somebody new. I have loved you for so long, and you keep saying it's all wrong. But I can't help the way I feel, darling, for you I'd even steal. Won't you please think it through and remember, darling, I love you. Make me the lucky one and say you'll be my honey bun. loving one to cherish and to hold for the rest of my life. I need you, don't you see? You mean everything to me. I don't know what I would do if you should find somebody new. I have loved you for so long and you keep saying it's all wrong. But I can't help the way I feel, darling, for you I'd even steal. Won't you please think it through and remember, darling, I love you. Make me the lucky one and say you'll be my honey bun.
Joe Kirpeck of the Polka Jacks, Marry Me Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, and we're going to do it. We're going to jam in another song here, even though the old clock on the wall tells me that we're running out of TikToks here. But I had pulled out another record to play, and it was in the stack, and it's the end of the stack, and darn it, I'm going to fit it in the show, and I just realized that I'm a slob. I have not put away the records from the last four shows. They're all in a big stack here in the studio. I got to tidy this place up before next week. But let's wrap it up with the Two Canaries Polka. Here's Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman. And the Rainbow Valley Dutchman, that is the Two Canaries Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And I don't know about you, but I didn't hear anything in there that sounded particularly much like a canary. You know, there's no chirping, no tweeting, no little high notes or nothing. I don't know what's the deal with that. But anyway, that puts a lid on this show. And I told you we could fit in another record. So will we have an extra refrigerator next week? I doubt it, but we'll let you know. I hope.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and a World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!